Oh, you poor sister. Can you guys hear me? Is that better? So, I just want to share some stories about coloring. A few years ago, I did a project where I was watching some of my videos, and one of them is on my first bath. And my mom pulls squirt bottle, and she's squirting her hands, like washing my hair, and squirting the screen, because the squirt bottle just squirts me directly in the face, and I just start screaming. But that was just our relationship. We always fought, but it was out of love, I'm sure. And my dad has told me several times that we'd be walking opposite ways in the hallway, and he would just like push me down. And I would just stand up and stare at him. I just glare. And cry. But he just made me tough. And then also another thing about Chris, he was just so genuinely himself. When he decided he wanted to go for a walk, he would just go in his bathroom, go to my bathroom, which all of you have been around my house and seen it, and he'd just go barefoot, walking around the neighborhood. And I remember us babysitting, and someone was just like, "Do you have a brother who owns a blue bathroom?" And I was like, "Yeah." And we're like, "Oh, I think he walks around the neighborhood." And I was like, "Oh, well, that'd be Corey." And he just didn't care, because that's what he wanted to do, so that's what he did. Another thing about Corey is he would make time for anyone. I remember I would call him and text him when I was upset about something that I thought was a big deal, but I'm sure he thought it was stupid. And he would call me back that night. And he always did anything to make you happy. I remember his first year in college, I called him, and it was nighttime and I was upset, and I just wanted him home. And he was like, "Okay, Katie, go outside." And I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "Now find the moon." I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "We're looking at the same moon." Yeah. Just wanted people to be comforted. And that was one of my favorite things about him. Corey also, because he was so genuine, would do anything with anyone. I've seen him have like really, really bizarre conversations with people, and never once was like, "That was really strange." But he just was learning, like I said earlier, he just loved to learn. And he really would do anything with me. Like last summer, I was watching The Bachelorette, and I was like, "Corey, come watch this with me." And he was like, "Okay." And then the next week, I had Alex and my dad hooked on The Bachelorette. And we carried him on. Like, they carried him on. They didn't like Roberto. But, you know, they had, I mean, Corey was just there. If he was going to do something, he was genuinely going to do it. And I just know this summer, we would be hanging around the house on weekends, and I would come back, and it would be like 10:30, and he'd be like, "Okay, Corey, like, let's go get Pinkberry." And he'd be like, "Okay." And he'd drop whatever he was doing and just go with me. He would just do anything. One of our last conversations, I was talking about how I didn't feel like I was adjusting to a situation, and Corey was just like, "Oh, he was up in Fort Collins, for all of you didn't know that." He was just like, "Hey, Katie, guess what? I'm adjustable. On Monday, I found out I had bed bugs, and I'm still sleeping in my bed. Like, I'm doing fine." "You have bed bugs?" I made him wash all of his clothes before I even touch him. And he said that Corey went up to her and was like, "Katie made me wash all my clothes, but they were dirty anyway." So. But he just was adjustable. Like, he would do whatever he wanted. Like, if it was there, he'd just do it. One of the other last things we talked about, I was talking to him about how I didn't do something. I was like, "Why didn't I do this?" or "Why did I do it this way?" And he told me, like, you could think like that. You could spend your life thinking like that, but there's no use. Because you will just be upset the whole time. And I know a lot of people feel guilty for, like, last comments they made to him or not being there for him. But he wouldn't have wanted that because of this last conversation. He was like, "You just got to move forward. You did what you did. And you just got to move forward to be as content as possible." And that was on Friday, the day before he passed. So I hope you all just take that away with you. And I can't imagine bringing up a better brother than Corey.